Quick rundown. 5 stories in a minute. A massive winter storm disrupted country music shows coast to coast, canceling and rescheduling big-name appearances. Denise Austin, now 68, shared decades-spanning photos and a reminder that consistency beats quick fixes. Lindsay Wagner and Lee Majors reunited to mark the Bionic Woman's 50th anniversary. Tippi Hedren made a rare public appearance at 96 for a family birthday. And we remember Yvonne Lyme and note the passing of Karen Lee Baldwin, plus a grab bag of January 27th historical anniversaries. That's the roundup. Now let's dig in.
First up, the winter storm that stretched more than 2,300 miles and upended weekend plans across the country, especially in country music. What happened and why it mattered?
A huge winter storm warning moved east, and it wasn't subtle. Travel became risky. Venues made safety-first calls, and artists had to alter schedules. The Grand Ole Opry in Nashville canceled performances and house tours for January 24th and 25. For a place that's central to country music, canceling shows is never taken lightly, but protecting fans and staff was the priority.
We saw concrete fallout. Rising star Zach John King postponed his long-awaited Opry debut until May 23rd, 2026. Jason Aldean pushed a Charleston show to August, the band Perry canceled several dates, and other tours adjusted stops. There were even mixed reactions locally. Some artists questioned the severity, but officials warned people not to travel on the southeast and east coast, while conditions were hazardous.
Bottom line, when weather this broad hits, the ripple effects hit tours, venues, and fans planning trips. For live entertainment, it's a reminder of how fragile touring calendars are and how safety quickly overrides publicity and premieres.
Next story, a much gentler note. Denise Austin, the face of at-home fitness for generations, reflecting on longevity and consistency.
Denise Austin is 68 and celebrated her fitness journey by sharing side-by-side images, a 1988 VHS cover shot, and a recent Fit Over 50 magazine cover, wearing the same white one-piece decades apart. But she's clear the point isn't vanity. It's consistency. She's built a career focused on movement that supports daily life, not chasing short-term aesthetic fixes.
Her record speaks to that approach. 24 years hosting the top exercise TV show and more than 25 million workout tapes and DVDs sold. She keeps those original leotards, and some even live on with her daughters. Her message is simple. Move more, even in small ways, and prioritize energy and independence as you age.
It's an evergreen reminder for listeners. Health as a long game, not a headline.
From fitness icons to bionic icons, Lindsay Wagner and Lee Majors reunited for the Bionic Woman's 50th anniversary. Fans got a nostalgia treat. Tell us about that moment.
This reunion felt more like a fan-driven celebration than a revival. Wagner shared photos, including one with Lee Majors, and reflected on why Haimi Summers resonated, strength paired with sensitivity. Their chemistry captured an era when TV was inventing new kinds of heroes. Emotional, heroic, and yes, slightly futuristic.
Both actors have kept busy over the years. Wagner even popped up on Grey's Anatomy for newer audiences. But this anniversary underscores how reruns, conventions, and devoted viewers keep shows alive for decades. No reboot announced, just gratitude and a shared legacy.
Next, a rare public appearance. Tippi Hedren, now 96, attended a family birthday at daughter Melanie Griffith's Los Angeles home. Photos showed her arriving with assistance and later leaving guided by her grandson.
Hedren's presence matters because she stepped out of the spotlight in recent years. Sightings are few and meaningful. Her career, from Hitchcock's The Birds to Marnie, left a big imprint on cinema, and she also helped shape a Hollywood family with Melanie Griffith and granddaughter Dakota Johnson following her footsteps.
A quiet, warm reminder of a long life in film and how family moments sometimes bring legendary figures back into view for fans and photographers alike.
On a more somber note, we remember Yvonne Lyme, a presence from 1950s television and youth-oriented films, who died at 90.
Lyme was part of that comforting black and white era, recurring on Father Knows Best and appearing in films like I Was a Teenage Werewolf and Loving You with Elvis Presley. Her career was brief, but emblematic of TV and youth cinema's early years, and she remains part of those formative viewing memories.
Her work endures in reruns and restorations, a reminder of how television's early stars helped define a cultural moment we still revisit.
Also reported this week, Karen Leigh Baldwin, daughter of Robert Reed of the Brady Bunch, died at 69. She lived largely out of the public eye, but she and her father had a recognized, if distant, relationship. As a child, she appeared in a 1970 episode that featured the real-life children of the show's cast.
Her passing was confirmed by her brother, with few details released, and it's a quiet coda to another link in classic television's extended family tree.
Before we go, a quick historical note tied to today, January 27th. From papal bulls in the 14th century to the founding of the University of Georgia in 1785, a 1996 coup in Niger, and an astronomical record in 2011 when H1504 plus 65 was noted as an exceptionally hot white dwarf. Little reminders that every date carries layers of history.
And that's our roundup. If you liked this quick format episode, subscribe to the full daily podcast where we expand these stories, interview guests, and preview tomorrow's headlines. Where can listeners find you for feedback?
You can follow our show on social and leave a review. It helps more listeners find us. We'll be back tomorrow with the latest headlines, deeper interviews, and more culture coverage.
Thanks for listening. Stay safe out there if you're facing winter weather. Get moving a little every day, like Denise Austin suggests, and enjoy a classic show this evening. Bye for now.